You are listening to the KHSU Magazine. I am your host, Brian Curtis, joined now in studio by Casey Flynn, Sally Hang, and Stephanie Byers-Castaneda. And we are here to talk about HSU's 5th Annual Idea Fest Symposium. Hello to all of you.
Hello.
Hi there.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, let's talk some symposium talk. I'm not even entirely sure what a symposium is. I have a fairly good sense, I feel like, through context clues. But Casey, maybe you could illuminate this a little and specifically tell me what's going on at the Idea Fest Symposium and a little bit about its history as well.
Sure, happy to do so. I consider Idea Fest sort of like the old school science fair you remember from elementary school, but on a huge scale. So this is the 5th year that we've done it, and it's bringing together students, faculty, and staff from all disciplines into the library for one day to share all of their research and creative activities together.
That's awesome. How did it start and why, low those 5 years ago?
We started actually with really humble beginnings. It was came out of the HSU Centennial Celebration, and it was meant to be one of many events that year specifically to really celebrate the achievements of HSU. And our first symposium had 38 posters, and it became such a huge success with students, and they wanted to really keep it going. And the library luckily partnered with us after that first year to host it. And since that first year, 5 years ago, it's grown from 38 posters to over 200 posters, plus all of the creative activities and different performers and artists that we bring into the event this year.
So rather than a science fair, which you likened it to, you've got basically a cross-academic discipline fair where the notion is just for students as well as faculty and staff here at HSU to sort of say, here's my big idea. This is what I've been working on as the school year winds down. Am I getting that about right?
Absolutely. It's meant to be a multidiscipline showcase to really promote end-of-the-year research, creative projects, highlighting all of the academic excellence at Humboldt State University from all the different disciplines.
So is this something that students participate in strictly optionally, or is it part of the requirement for wrapping up classes?
It's definitely optional, but we do have a lot of great faculty partners on this campus that have leveraged IdeaFest into end-of-the-year projects. And so luckily, each year that we do this, we have more faculty that see this as an opportunity for their students to be able to present in a professional capacity. And for most students that maybe wouldn't have the opportunity to travel to, say, a research symposium or to display their work in that type of scenario, can use IdeaFest as that sort of testing ground. So we've had faculty actually write this event into their curriculum as an end-of-the-year project, which has definitely increased our participation from students.
Yeah, I see you're clocking almost like a tenfold increase. So you've clearly got some pull there. I like that. I suppose I should put some questions to you students about participation and sort of what drew you to it. So, Sally, I'm going to start with you. Could you just tell me a little bit about what inspired you to join IdeaFest initially and also what's bringing you back? I understand this is not your first time doing it.
Yes, definitely. This is my second year back as a staff and as a student presenter. And so initially with IdeaFest, it just is an atmosphere that you can display your academic research that you've been doing over the past couple of years. For me, the research that I'm displaying this year has been 3 years in the making. And so we were really excited to display our research and our results this year.
I get the sense from the we that you're not using the royal we, but you're actually speaking on behalf of a team.
Yes, a team.
Well, I don't want to, you know, have any spoilers for a potential audience out there, but could you tell us a little bit about your idea and about how it's being presented in the fest?
Yes, definitely. So for the past 3 years, we've been studying a molecule called BDNF, which is short for brain-derived neurotrophic factors. And essentially, we have studied this molecule through capillary blood. And so it's a little different from the method that is in the literature. And so we are essentially seeing if we can validate that and see if we can understand the variability with this protein. Our study focused on the time span of over 30 days. And so with everything that we did over the course of the 3 years, we are really excited to display what we came up with.
And do you anticipate taking this idea beyond IdeaFest and using sort of the proving grounds of IdeaFest to help you refine your presentation and eventually bring it to what we were describing earlier, maybe like a larger symposium that deals more specifically with the focus of your research?
Absolutely. The week after this, I will be attending WPA, which is the Western Psychological Association Conference up in Portland. And so IdeaFest is essentially, it's a very intimate ground for me to be able to get that experience under my belt to also perform and present my research at that conference.
Very cool. And Stephanie Byers-Castaneda, please tell us a little bit about your personal experience, both with IdeaFest, what drew you to it, and what sort of big ideas you'll be sharing.
Hi, everyone. My name is Stephanie Byers. I'm a graduate student in social psychology here at Humboldt State. And IdeaFest has been this really great opportunity for me to be able to get experience presenting my research and also just generally just being able to disseminate it to people in other disciplines as well. I think that IdeaFest has given me the opportunity to be able to really break down the elements of my research, make sure that I'm conveying it in a way that's understandable. And also, it gives me the opportunity to see everybody else's research at HSU, because that's something that you very infrequently see, like in one space. You get to see things from forestry, you get to see things from wildlife, you get to see things from social work. And I think that that's really, really interesting.
Build on that idea for a little. Tell me how it affects your sense of maybe community here on campus and what it does to inform your sense of connectedness.
Yes. So I feel that IdeaFest is a really great bridge for our campus community, because here are all of these students talking about things that they're really interested in. And it's just really great because you get to go to all of these different students and different campus organizations who are presenting their research and presenting their ideas as well, some for future research and the like. And just being able to be in that environment where people are discussing these things that interest them, it's really, really empowering knowing that that all of this is happening within this scope of Humboldt State. And so you're not just in your little bubble anymore. You're expanding into the greater scheme of things. And that's really great.
That sounds really great. And in addition to the sort of research-derived presentations, there's also opportunities for folks with more creative pursuits to showcase what they've been working on. So, Casey, I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit about how I can sort of envision posters galore in the library. Where does the creative performance component fit into the scheme of things?
Absolutely. We have wonderful partners in the different departments. We have music, theater, dance, creative writing, and the annual sculpture walk that all partner with IdeaFest to bring in those other creative disciplines. So it's that day that you walk in the doors of the library and there's music greeting you in the lobby. And then you walk upstairs and you have dance performers right in the middle of the library performing their spring pieces. So it's that type of environment that wherever you look, you have these creative outlets, whether it's traditional research or creative displays. And it's an amazing opportunity to see all of those in one roof.
Do you find that the sort of creative energy and the sense of accomplishment that everyone's filled with at the event feeds into graduation? Does it create sort of this big buzz leading up to the end of the year?
Absolutely. I think for both the end of the year for students graduating, going off to the next steps versus a freshman for the first time seeing, you know, all of the things that are happening at Humboldt State they didn't even realize. And one of the side objectives to this is collaboration. You know, as Stephanie mentioned, when you see posters or you see presentations in your own department, you have a good gauge on what other students are doing in your discipline or what faculty are working on in your discipline. You may not realize that you are focusing in on an idea that similar students or faculty are in a completely unrelated department, that you can create some synergy and actually start collaborating with them. So I feel like IdeaFest really pulls students together to not only reflect on all the things that are happening, but also to give momentum for what they want to do next year, how they want to take that to the next step, and then potentially come back to IdeaFest the next year with a collaborative project from somebody they met at the event.
And it's also an opportunity for members of the community beyond the walls of the university to come get a sense of kind of what's actually going on here, if you want to kind of see what's going on behind the academic curtain, because HSU is a big cornerstone of the community here. And I think it's good to have opportunities to sort of cross-pollinate and for people within the community who might just assume, oh, well, they're up there learning stuff, to actually come kind of put some names with faces and to put some ideas to give them a sense of what's going on. So if you are just a casual KHSU listener but interested in coming, what would you say to that listener out there? How do they go about parking, finding the spot, picking a time to come? What should they do?
Absolutely. So we do want to extend the invitation to our community members. We've been doing a big push this year in particular to make sure that we got the word out to a lot of our community partnerships, listservs, North Coast Journal, Lost Coast. We invited the City Council of Arcata. So we do want community to realize that this is an event that's growing and gaining momentum, but it's something that we want to share beyond the walls of Humboldt State. I would never try to give parking advice because I feel like that is not my area of expertise, but I would encourage anyone that's able to make it to campus tomorrow. The event is being held Thursday, April 19th in the library on all three floors. We do have open gallery viewing from 12 to 3, which is a little bit more of a quiet environment to just walk through and view the posters. But all of the activities and the excitement and the live performances start at 3 o'clock and go till 5. So if you can make it to campus for the event, I would highly encourage it. I guarantee that you'll leave feeling inspired and excited by all of the things that Humboldt State students are working on right now.
Guaranteed inspiration and excitement. You heard it here. From Casey Flynn, Sally Hang, and Stephanie Byers, thank you so much for coming to talk with us about Idea Fest. And once again, listeners, that is tomorrow afternoon at the HSU Library. Starts at noon, presentations begin at 3, and the whole thing runs till 5. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy to be here.